Celebrity, what's in your fridge?
The craft beer business is exploding across the United States. Along with the explosion in popularity comes a wide array of both new beers and new brewers. So naturally, you want the assistance of a beer connoisseur when selecting your preferred pint. That's why we've invited the owner of Heaven and Ale, Joe Wendland, to today's episode of Hey Celebrity, what's in your fridge?
This fridge is, I would say, a very high-class affair, intern Alex.
Oh, such great variety of selections in there.
Yes. It's sort of like a record store owner. He only keeps the good stuff at his house.
It is true. I feel kind of slighted by going to Heaven and Ale because I know Joe's got a secret stash.
Yeah, sure. Joe, you showed us your secret stash of beers. I'm guessing we are looking inside your beer fridge.
No, I think you guys are really misjudging this thing. I've got things in my fridge like everybody does. Some things for breakfast, some things for lunch, and some things for dinner.
But they're all just happen to be beers.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But they all...
We start with the design of said fridge. Intern Alex, it is a stacked, classic stacked fridge.
That's true, and he didn't let us see inside his freezer, which tells me that I don't think there's anything up there.
The empty freezer. Now, you chose milky white as the color of the fridge. Why, Joe?
I thought it made all of the stickers that we like to adhere to it really pop off the front.
And of course, the stickers being some of the best brands on the planet, branding very important to the beer industry, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely, and one of my favorite stickers on the refrigerator is from a dear friend of mine, but it's the Gumball Head logo from Three Floyds.
Oh yeah, where'd you get that?
Just this guy I know down the street.
Oh, this guy you know down the street. Is his name Strad Briner?
I believe that's it. Okay. We've only met a few times.
We open up your fridge, the main compartment of your fridge. No detail is left missed inside this fridge, intern Alex. As you notice, every label is pointed forward.
Labels out, man.
Out. That's
rock
that's
out with your label out.
We learned that in Ace Ventura Beer Detective that labels need to be out.
The labels were out, Dan.
It's not like reaching into the fridge for a bottle of sriracha or some ketchup. A lot of those bottles look the same, so you rely on the labels to know what you're getting into.
The top shelf seems to be getting a little heavy, Joe Wendland. I think that you need to maybe alleviate the pressure that top shelf is under.
I've considered a few support designs before alleviating the pressure.
Really? Like what?
Something as simple as a 2x4 or a brick.
That would be the first ever brick in the history of Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge to appear inside of a fridge.
We need more construction equipment.
Great
in the
point.
Fridge.
Yes. You know what else we haven't seen inside of a fridge yet? Weapons.
Oh, yeah. I always keep my Glock in the crisper bin.
We go to the second shelf. Joe, your attention to detail never ends. You've got a thermometer placed right in the middle, the heart of the fridge.
Yeah, cellaring temperature is pretty crucial, and a lot of those beers are going to sit inside of that thing for 3 to 5 years. So making sure that I've got the right temperature for them to age at is important.
And that temperature is what?
You want it to be about 55, 60 degrees.
To me, I feel like the thermometer is not really necessary, because if you went to just open the fridge and felt that it was warm, you would know you had a problem with said fridge.
That is a lack of detail, which is why you are not in the craft beer industry. There, buddy.
I'm not in the craft anything industry. I'm in the craft macaroni and cheese industry.
I'm sure that there's going to come a point in my career when I'm dialed into temperature from the feeling of my hand, but I'm not there yet.
When you say that you age a beer from 3 to 5 years, what is the beer in your fridge that may be in there that has been in there the longest?
The beer that's been in there the longest is a beer from this company called Brewdog out of Scotland, and it's called a Sinks the Bismarck.
A prominent placement at the top left of your fridge.
There she sits.
Now, I see a box of some sort on the bottom. What is that?
That's probably the Black Bell Imperial Stout from Blackstone.
And where's Blackstone from?
Nashville.
Nashville, see? He even cares about his local beer maker.
I'm curious how you avoid the temptation of cracking open. You're 2.5 years into aging a beer. One night, you come back, you're really thirsty, it's dark, you reach into the fridge. How do you avoid the temptation?
Well, I would guess the first thing he does is turn on the lights.
just outside the frame of that photo, there's a silver fridge. That has all the things in it that bide my time.
Oh, the safe fridge. There's a safe drinking fridge, and then there's the aging fridge.
That's exactly right.
You know what? I cannot believe that the expert Hey Celebrity What's in Your Fridge host missed the extra fridge next to the white fridge.
I assume that was just the main fridge that the wife didn't want us to see.
This is amazing. This is a Hey Celebrity What's in Your Fridge first. Two fridges.
side by side.
Two fridges, same photo. Unheard of in the history of Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge?
Completely different styles, too. You went with the stainless for your normal.
Yeah.
And you keep your aged beer in the white one.
This is sort of like when you walk into a bar with your fat friend.
I'm bringing firsts to your show.
Breaking new ground on Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge? Of course, we always stop for a moment to check out the condiments in every fridge that we look into. Welcome to the Condiment Corner.
Condiments.
Condiments.
Oh, my goodness. Everywhere, condiments.
All right, unfortunately, we see no condiments in your fridge. The first time ever, no condiments have been in
though,
the fridge.
Though, is beer a condiment? Because it's used widely in a lot of cooking recipes.
Hey, you guys want to know that another first is happening on your show right now?
Please do
tell me again. I'm pouring a beer to a customer while we're having this conversation.
That is amazing. Another first. Another huge first on Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge? A truly remarkable day. Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge? Star Joe Wendland from Heaven and Ale. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Hey Celebrity, what's in your fridge?